Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Want to win money? B98.5 gives you 5 chances to win $1,000 each weekday.
Your first chance each day is at 8 a.m. with Tad, Drex, and Kara.
It's a feel-good Friday. Good morning. I'm Tad. Good morning, Drex.
Blessings.
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
I play this clip of audio from Wheel of Fortune. You heard about this?
Yeah, I heard about this show. I mean, I haven't heard the clip, but I've heard of the show before. It's pretty popular.
You've heard of the show.
Yeah.
Sage Hack.
This is where they ask questions and you say you have to answer in a question, right?
No.
That's Jeopardy.
No, that's Jeopardy.
That's the other long-running game
Never
show.
Never heard of that one.
No, it's the where like they put an item out, the forbid, and then you have to guess how much that item is. Whoever's closest without going over, they go to the showcase showdown.
This is the one that's got the big roulette wheel that you spin values and you pick a letter.
There's a bunch of celebrities and squares. Yeah, I know.
No.
And you go, no whammies, no whammies.
No.
Password is. So this is a not safe for work, which is funny because we're at work and we're playing it on the radio where people are probably listening at work or maybe you're in your car with your children. Oh, gosh, heavens, no. this is just a moment to happen on the show because, you know, they put the letters up and that's the joke. You put the letters up on the board. And you have to guess what the other letters are, and you're filling in blanks, and your personality really comes out. Listen.
Tavares, right in the butt? No. Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, that's it.
This and right, he was way off.
Checking in over the phone this morning because she's a busy lady. Mm-hmm. It's our celebrity insider, A. Wood, who works in the TV and movie business and always sneaks off set on Fridays to tell us about some casting calls. Morning, A. Wood.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Guess who's coming back to Atlanta?
Oh, let's guess. Ralph Macchio.
No. If I say Ruth Langmeier's coming back, what's that mean to you?
Ruthie.
Exactly.
Oh, Ruth from
Ozark?
Ozark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Because as you were saying, what does it mean to me? I'm like, not a whole lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Love her.
Julia Garner is coming back to Atlanta. She's going to be co-starring with Josh Brolin in a new horror film called Weapons. And this week's casting is for men and women that can play detectives and men and women with pickup trucks that can play construction workers.
Oh,
you'll have an easy time with the pickup truck.
I took my daughter to Chick-fil-A for lunch yesterday, and we were leaving, and there was a mom in a jacked-up F-150 Raptor. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to just follow her home.
We could use her and her pickup. But, yes, construction workers, cops, and detectives, if that's you, follow me on all social. It's going to be scary, but it's going to be good.
I just started watching a show that Drex, you recommended.
With Jeff Daniels? A Man in Full. That's a good show.
Regina King directed it when it was here. It's so good.
That's
so
your
good.
Memorial Day weekend binge right there.
Just get ready for the last scene. Just brace yourself for the last
season. Is it over or are there multiple seasons? It's just a one-off?
No, it's over. It's a limited run series, 6 to 8 episodes. But again, that last scene,
yep,
it's a good one.
It's very full, if you know what I mean.
And it's so hard to look away.
Tad, when you see the scene, you'll understand what Awood and I are talking about.
Now I'm afraid.
I know, right?
You should be. It's scary.
I'll just stick with Bluey.
It's so good. Follow me on all social at Awood Radio.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free B98.5 app.
I know you're busy, so I'll make this quick. Goodbye.
Just click the open mic feature and you can hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5.
Now that school is over, it's time to focus on summer jobs, right?
Absolutely.
You get out there and you find a job and you work. I'm not paying for camp.
You're
kidding me?
Sleep all day.
Yeah. Go find something to do. Do you have a summer job when you were growing up?
Oh, God, absolutely. Especially in the summer, I would paint with my uncle. And for some reason, he loved to make me do the ladder work. So you'd put the ladders over the garage, and you'd go up probably 20 or 30 feet, and it never fails. There was always a bee's nest or a hornet's nest or whatever. And my uncle would be like, here, just take this paint stirrer stick. And then you smack the bees away with that while you're painting. I'm like, what?
Oh,
how is that?
And hang on to a ladder.
Like, what are you, the Karate Kid? Like catching flies with chopsticks? Tiny little paint stick?
Yeah.
I'm amazed at the people that are able to paint and they walk around on stilts. They didn't
even
use ladders.
It's almost like they walk better.
That's next level. Let's see if we can find the person who had the worst summer job.
Oh, wow.
So we'll start with...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's swatting away bees while painting the peaks of houses. Yeah.
Kara, did you have any lousy summer jobs?
I mean, I've only had like a handful of jobs, and I don't think any of them were lousy or I wouldn't have stayed at them. But mm-hmm. I used to work at a costume store, and it was always like summertime. There's not really a whole bunch of people doing costumes. So it was always very slow, but would get like the few mascot costumes that people would go and sweat in and then return and being... the person that worked at the store, we had to do like the sniff test on the costumes to determine, does it need to go to the dry cleaner?
Gross.
Can it be laundered? Or can we just Febreze that thing and put it back on the floor?
We got to hook you up with Maggie in Commerce. Hey, Maggie, where's summer job?
Well, a lot of people don't know, but the Tanger Outlets actually has a mascot, and it is the Tanger Kangaroo. I was stuffed in this huge kangaroo outfit, and your head actually isn't in the head, but actually in the neck, and there's this little mesh screen right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you look through, and all the time you're being followed by someone who is preventing small children and adults from pulling your tail or trying to climb into your pocket.
Yeah, as terrible as doing the sniff test in the shop is, having to wear those costumes. Mm-hmm. Drex, I know you were the party lizard,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to shake that tail, you know?
I was a WOKO bear. I worked for a radio station, WOKO, and they had a listener made the mascot costume, WOKO bear. And so there was no plastic. It was all cloth, and it would be out in the rain and WOKO bears. I mean, my paws would get so cold and wet. And then I'd have kids chasing after me, telling me what they wanted for Christmas. Mm. WOKO bear didn't talk. But if WOKO bear did talk, he would say, I'm not Santa Claus. So.
I know you like to wear clothes with the names of bands on them. Did you have like a ween patch on the WOKO bear costume?
404-741-0985. Drex is commenting on my attire. Thank you very much. Looking for the worst summer job at 404-741-0985. Wayne in Cartersville.
Oh man, I got a doozy. I used to work at my uncle's slaughterhouse, and I would clean the most disgusting thing that I had to clean up was.
Oh, okay, you win. Congrats.
We have a friend, Steven, who just bagged a turkey and posted a video, and I expected it to be disgusting, but the way, like, you could actually get the meat off of a turkey without even drawing blood.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah.
That's Silence of the Lambs kind of stuff there. Hi, good morning, Linda in Villa Rica.
Hey.
You worked in a cemetery.
I did. I was 18 years old, fresh out of high school, and I had to take leads from the telemarketers and go to people's homes and give them their free certificates for cemetery plots.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And then you have to talk them into buying the vault and the headstone and doing all of the pre-planning that costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I just did not have the conscience to do it. So that job did not last very long at all.
To think how upset I was when I got my first piece of mail from the AARP. Imagine somebody comes door to door and is like, hey, I noticed you're super old. And wanted to take every last penny.
Back to the AARP, though. They got good discounts, Tad. Why don't you slide that card over here? Throw me that code.
Exactly.
Drex, you've had gray hair since you were in your 20s. Tell me you don't have 10 AARP cards already.
No, you just use an alias.
He's got... This is the only guy I know that's got a disguise for the samples at Costco so we can go back for seconds.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Scattered showers, thunderstorms today with a high of 86. 71 now in Fairburn. What's going on, Kara?
Was a mom overreacting when she discovered what daycare workers were doing to her two-year-old? We'll get to that story in just a second, but it is the unofficial kickoff to summer. Of course, the whole point of the long weekend is to acknowledge and honor those who gave their lives serving our country. Mm-hmm. So there are a whole bunch of Memorial Day ceremonies happening all over the place. Just check with your county to see what they have planned. Everybody's doing something kind of different and on different days. But there's lots of other things happening too. I told you guys about MomoCon was going to be here this weekend at the Georgia World Congress Center and at the Omni Hotel Atlanta. But there's also Jazz Fest at Piedmont Park. Dessert festival happening over at Grant Park. And Tad, I know you've got mad love for Lisa Left Eye Lopez. So her family is going to be honoring her this weekend with the first ever wellness expo at the Atrium off Memorial Drive in Stone Mountain.
One of the best rappers of all time.
What time is your appearance?
I will just say the song Waterfalls without Left Eye is like having a popsicle with just the stick. Hey, listen, a lot of the town pools are opening this weekend as well. So if you're not fortunate enough to belong to a fancy country club, you too can swim and enjoy summer.
So, yeah. When it's not raining.
Good stuff.
I'll just ignore that dig.
Now, if you've ever had a toddler in your life, you know they are on the go nonstop. One mom is furious after discovering what her son's daycare did to get her kid to slow down. She went to pick up her two-year-old son and found they had put ankle weights on him to keep him from moving too quickly. And when she asked what the heck was going on, the assistant director told her that her son was a poor listener, and teachers noted that he doesn't stop running when told. So they thought they were going to fix the problem with some ankle weights.
It's a great way to slow him down without having to use a leash.
For sure. So I don't hate the idea. However, we all know ankle weights are used to increase your speed. So he's going to get used to these. And then when they're taken off, he's going to be even faster.
No, it's to weigh him down. It's to weigh him down. If they were really smart, they'd use a shock collar.
With a 5 foot perimeter.
Right, right.
Nothing like, they're not going to be like zapping him like crazy, but just a little like, just to be like, hey, you know, stay near daddy.
They get a couple warning beeps before they hit the force field, Kara.
Want to win Kara's money? Play Are You Smarter Than Kara every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for a chance to take $100 of her money.
Woo! All right.
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings on B98.5. TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electrical, Shannon and Cumming.
Hi, how are you?
We are well. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Yeah, Kara, get on out the studio.
I'm gone, Shannon. Good luck.
Thank you.
We're going to try to ruin her day by having you answer more pop culture trivia questions correctly than Kara can. So while she's standing outside the room, I'll ask you the questions and bring her back in. If you can answer more right than her, she has to pay you $100.
Sounds good.
Question number one, Billy Ray Cyrus released his first new song in over 10 years yesterday. Oh, I want to hear that. What was the name of Billy Ray Cyrus's first hit in the 90s?
Achy Breaky Heart.
Number two, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton allowed a Home magazine to photograph all three of their houses. True or false, Gwen's brother Eric actually started No Doubt.
True.
Number three, tour guides say Memorial Day weekend is one of the busiest weekends for people wanting to shoot the hooch. What is hooch short for?
The Chattahoochee River.
Number four, NFL quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he was the one that urged Travis Kelce to pursue Taylor Swift. Patrick and Travis play for what team?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Dude, you are smarty pants. Number five, 50,000 anime fans are going to invade Atlanta this weekend for MomoCon. What is the name of the popular convention that happens in Atlanta over Labor Day weekend?
We go quite often. Dragon Con.
Shannon Incoming.
Got all five right. That's how we wrap up and start Memorial Day weekend. Not going to tell Kara if she's right or wrong until the end.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Kara, are you ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, what was the name of Billy Ray Cyrus's first hit in the 90s?
Achy Breaky Heart.
Number two, true or false, Gwen Stefani's brother Eric started No Doubt.
False.
Number three, when you shoot the hooch, what does hooch stand for?
The Chattahoochee River.
Number four, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce play for what team?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Number five, what's the name of the popular convention that happens in Atlanta over Labor Day weekend?
Dragon Con.
Shannon, repeat after me. This is Shannon Incoming, and I am smarter than Kara.
What?
This is Shannon Incoming, and I am smarter than Kara.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Eric Stefani was the founding member of No Doubt and then got ousted.
What?
Oh, my gosh. We've been playing this game for 7 years. Yep. And now you are the 55th person that's smarter than Kara.
Well, I mean, sorry, Kara, but that is awesome. I'm a school teacher, and this is our last day of school, so I thought, what the heck, give it a shot, and I won.
You can't be mad at that,
no,
Kara.
No, well, I'm mad at myself. I'm not mad at her.
It's a storybook ending to the school year. Yeah. You get $100 of Kara's money and the four tickets for Stone Mountain Park for Memorial Day weekend. Get your tickets and book your stay at stonemountainpark.com. Congrats, Shannon.
Congratulations,
Thank
Shannon.
Thank you so much.
Kara's arms are crossed and the scowl could cut.
I already told you I was having a bad day, and then you like kick off my Memorial Day weekend with a loss. You guys are just the worst.
Okay.
Not Shannon, but you two.
Okay.
How did we get dragged into this?
I don't know.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Chris, what's up?
Well, I need to apologize to my fiance, Angie, for ruining her little side hustle.
Oh, gosh.
Side hustle?
She's an Uber driver.
You can't mess with a girl's side hustle. What did you do?
She has a little hobby website. It's been taking up way too much of her time, and it's annoying.
What is this website? What is her side hustle?
She sells her used socks to guys online, and, you know, I'll admit, I'm jealous about how much time she spends on it and how excited she gets when she makes a sale. So I put an end to it.
You put an end to it?
Wait, she sells her used socks online?
Yeah, Ted, you can buy everything online nowadays. You said you put an end to it? What did you do? You mess with the website or something?
Well, I think about when you look for something on Amazon, you know, if something has bad reviews, you move on to the next item, right?
Yeah.
Well, I made a few purchases from Angie's website, and I left some terrible reviews. So, you know, in a matter of a couple of weeks, her business just dried up. So,
I think as her fiancé, you're allowed to leave bad reviews about your wife selling her used socks on Amazon.
That's your opinion, Ted.
It's disgusting. Yeah. So, Chris, why are you asking for her forgiveness? Sounds like mission accomplished.
She's been really upset just about how she's not making any sales anymore, and I just feel really guilty.
All right. We'll help you. This is Chris asking for forgiveness for screwing up his fiance's used sock sales business.
Yeah, you know, I'll apologize and then maybe help her get it up and running again.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We just talked to Chris a couple of minutes ago, who found out his fiance was selling her used socks online. Chris decided to sabotage her business by leaving negative reviews. Now he feels guilty, wants to ask her forgiveness, and help her get things running again. Chris, why don't you sit tight as we get Angie on the phone?
Hello.
Angie, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Wow,
good.
Someone's excited to talk to us. Yes.
Angie, we're actually interested in your sock business. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Oh, gosh. Well, I appreciate the publicity.
I sell
my used socks online, and I have a couple of really loyal customers. And
how much does each pair of socks sell for?
$50.
$50.
Wow.
And every person who buys them deserves that.
Right.
At $50 a pair, how much were you making a month, Angie?
On average, like $2,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
And then something happened because you're not making that kind of money right now, right?
Some loser who isn't even a customer of mine left some nasty reviews, and now I'm just, like, really struggling to get back on my feet.
Did you say that you needed help getting back on your feet?
Yes, I do.
So you said that this person that was leaving the bad reviews doesn't even buy socks from you?
Right, yeah. Jakeyboy328, I don't know.
Angie, we know who has been leaving those bad reviews.
Hey, Angie, it's me.
Chris?
Angie, this is a feature we do called Forgive and Forget, and Chris reached out to us because, kind of understandably, he didn't really approve of your selling your used socks online, and so he started leaving bad reviews.
You completely ruined my business.
I'll take them down right now, and you can get back to earning, okay?
And Chris, I'm curious, why did you have this sudden change of heart?
When I called you guys, I didn't realize that she was making so much money, but, you know, I feel bad either way.
You were all bent out of shape about this until you found out that I was making $2,000 a month, and now it's suddenly okay?
I know. I was being insecure, and I'm sorry. We could really use that money for the wedding.
Angie, are you willing to forgive and forget Chris for what he did?
Yeah, I will, and Jason will be happy to hear that my business is back up and running.
Jason? Who's Jason?
He's my ex and one of my best customers.
Chris, what do you think about this? Her best customer is an ex, her ex-boyfriend.
She makes $2,000 a month. I don't care.
It's all forgiven and forgotten and everybody gets a free pair of socks here?
No free socks for anybody. I'm happy to give you some.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app. Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, scattered showers, thunderstorms today with a high of 86, 68 now in Ellenwood. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you about the questions that are completely off limits for Miss Jennifer Lopez in just a moment. But everybody knows calling 911 is supposed to be for serious emergencies only. When seconds count, the last thing you want is to be on hold because some idiot is wasting the dispatcher's time. But it happens every day and more than you think. One man called over his cat's smelly litter box.
The cat got the house smelling bad, man. And I'm saying something too about it. She's trying to burn incense in here.
One woman called to help her order dinner.
I'm on the street. I was wondering if somebody could order me some hot wings.
Want some hot wings? Well, listen, if you're hungry, you're hungry.
But 911 is supposed to be reserved for life-threatening situations only. Desiree Arnold is the executive director of Atlanta E911, and she says out of the 3,700 calls that they get every day, the majority of them aren't emergencies at all. So Atlanta, if something happens that is not life-threatening, you're supposed to call 311 and reserve 911 for life-threatening emergencies only.
So say your neighbor's left his garage door open for several days. What number would you call if you were worried about his... Oh, no, you would wait a week first, right?
Yes, and if you live in the city of Atlanta, then that's when you would call 311. Okay.
But the number you're looking for is 404-741-0985. That's what you call.
Now, Jennifer Lopez is doing the rounds promoting her latest Netflix movie, Atlas, and both she and her team and Netflix have banned any and all personal questions, especially about hubby Ben Affleck and the rumors surrounding their relationship. But that didn't stop some reporters in Mexico from going exactly to that spot.
Divorce Ben Affleck is real. These rumors.
Okay, we're not doing that. Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You know better than that.
That happened. I interviewed Jada Pinkett Smith for the Magic Mike 2 movie, and it was very explicit. No questions about Will Smith. So I'm like, Well, we got to ask about Will Smith. How are you going to interview Jada? And what we talking about Red Exactly. Cup? So I played like a little quiz game, like an Are You Smarter Than Kara with her. But they were all questions about her life and her relationship. And she loved it.
Clever. Yeah. Clever. Clever.
Well, I could top that, actually. I interviewed John Taylor from Duran Duran. Mm-hmm. And right before the interview, I got an email from the people that were setting it up that said, please, when you interview John Taylor, do not ask him any questions about John Taylor or Duran Duran's new album.
What?
And so I'm like, how am I going to interview a person and not ask them about themselves? Like, what a random thing. And then right before I was about to talk to John Taylor, I realized that that warning wasn't about John Taylor. They didn't want me to ask any questions about Andy Taylor. There's too many stinking Taylors in Duran Duran.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.